Boy, do I feel lucky standing between you two. So the album is titled One Lost Day, which is the lyric in one of the songs. What made you pick that out as the album title?
Well, we had a hard time naming this record, actually. And we were going to name it Field Notes originally. And then there was a company that distributes things in like Hallmark stores called Field Notes. So we let that go. And then every time we thought we came up with a good name, we'd look on iTunes or Google and another record was already named that. So in the 11th hour, Denise Plum, who does all the artwork, did the album artwork and does our t-shirt artwork. She drew that line from the song Alberta. And I think it's a bit of a travelogue and a reflective record and through space and time. And so it resonated with us.
Yeah, there are so many place references on this album, right? There's Louisiana, Southern California, Texas, Ohio, Alberta, which is Canada. I think Washington State, if Olympia Inn is from that. And, of course, Georgia. So it is truly a well-traveled album.
We've been around.
You sure have. But for you, now, you both still live in Georgia, not together. But your home lives have changed a bit, I think, in the last couple of years. Am I right?
Yeah, and we have a slideshow that we're going to show you of all of our... No, I'm just kidding.
We want pictures.
I'm kidding, John.
Yeah, we have, Emily has a 2.5-year-old, and I have a 1.5-year-old, and it's pretty awesome. So we're learning what that means.
Well, I mean,
it's fun.
It's kind of a cliche to say motherhood changes everything, but has it in fact affected the way you guys look at your work?
It does inform every... I think time will tell exactly how it's informed the work. For me, it's informed my sleep a lot. Like lack of... But I think it opens up your spirit in a way that nothing else in my life anyway has done so. And that's bound to reflect the work, even if you're not writing specifically about baby things.
Well, you've been in touch with childhood, of course, going back to Kid Fears. And there's some songs about childhood on this album, too. One of which talks about Findlay, Ohio, 1968. Any autobiography in those songs, or are they just wonderful imaginations?
No, there's autobiography in all the songs, I would say, and there's a lot in Findlay. Mm. Yep, I mean, my grandma, we called her Grammy, and my mom's from Findlay, and we used to go visit her in Findlay during the summer, so I have a lot of recollection of that time.
There was also a less happy change in your personal life. I don't know whether you want to mention that.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. My dad passed away right before my daughter was born, so about 10 days, actually. So it was like a crazy roller coaster ride for me. But I've come to terms with it to a certain degree and appreciate the dichotomy now, which was hard for me to...
Isn't it
quite hard to wrestle with.
You lose and you gain.
And I think a lot of friends I have had similar experiences with loss and gain at the same time, and it seems to just be like this age too that we're in, the midlife age being.
And often caretakers of older generation as well as younger generation too, isn't that true? Have you ever written together?
No, we wrote one song together. What was it called?
Blood Quantum.
Oh, Blood Quantum. Did we write something else? Back Together Again? No, that was you. Was that you?
Yeah, I think we did write that one together.
Back Together Again or something. Yeah.
Oh, well,
it's not a good experiment for us.
Do the songs change shape, though, when you bring them in and you start to record them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we write completely separately the melody and the lyrics, but when we get together, that's when the stuff happens. Yeah. You know, the power of two, if you might.
Oh, there might be a song there somewhere.
Although Emily didn't write that about me, I don't think, but... But that is, yeah, it's like when we do the harmonies and we can ask each other, like, should we repeat that chorus or should I have a bridge or should I take that out? And sometimes they'll shift around and it'll help us finish the song even, you know, because we'll figure out what's not working as a duo.
Yeah.
And then it might make us approach it differently.
So what's the secret of this incredible consistency? I mean, I don't think you ever let me down with an album, you know? Is there something you can attribute that to?
Well, I mean...
Steroids?
Yes.
We're still kind of a bar band at heart. We make music for the same reasons that we did when we started, and we care a lot about music, and we work hard at our music and at our collaborations, but we take lots of breaks in between, and we have separate lives and separate projects, and so when we come back, we're always really, really excited about doing Indigo Girls work again, and we have a long-standing friendship, and share the same set of values for the most part. So when you take all those things into combination, it just time is really no matter about time, really. It's just what we do.
I'm sure at this point you have artists who come up to you and say, "Oh, you guys have so inspired me over the years." Do you in fact hear that? What does that do for you? I understand, for instance, Brandi Carlile, you know, said, "Oh, you guys were a great inspiration." And you just did something with Justin Vernon, right, out in Eau Claire, who has Indigo Girls tattooed somewhere on his body. Did he show you that?
Yeah.
Can you say where it is?
It's his arm, actually, so okay. It's nothing indecent. Unfortunately, it's not like a sexy thing.
But it's
really exciting when it's someone like Justin or Brandi, because I was a huge Justin fan for Bon Iver before I even knew that he knew who we were. Mm. So when I found out he liked our music, I immediately, you know, we called him and said, "Can you come play some shows with us?" Because that's how, you know, that's what we like to do, is play shows with people that we love. And then Brandi, of course, is, you know, ascended to the top there, and we love her.
Well, why
She's
not?
She's an amazingly gifted person.
The last song on the album has come a long way, has come a long way, right? Which I think is one of Emily's songs. Which is a great kind of closer in a way, kind of wraps up all these journeys that in some ways, you know, you cover in the album, the love and the loss, the health and the happiness and all those things. As you've come this long journey, do you feel that the audience has come with you all the way you hoped they would?
There's no denying it. I mean, we feel like our audience, I mean, they help. Without y'all, we couldn't do what we do, obviously. And the industry has changed. We're not a band who could rely, well, we can rely on FUV, but very little radio other than that. And I really do think that our fans, they keep coming back and supporting us, and I have deep gratitude for their support over the years, and they just let us be who we are. I'm really, really grateful for them.
Well, we're really grateful for all that you have given us for 30 years now, and this new album, full of great songs that live up to our expectations for Indigo Girls. Thank you so much to Emily and Amy and Indigo Girls.
Thank you.